CB Radio National Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
The news. Ngu Henry, good morning.
Bonjour, Bless Anise. The main points. 62-year-old Gustave Leopold Ngane has been appointed as Secretary General of the Senate during a bureau meeting chaired by the Senior Vice President of the Senate, Abubakari Abdullahi. Authorities in India have removed hundreds of tons of toxic waste from a chemical factory that witnessed one of the world's deadliest gas leaks 40 years ago, with thousands of people declared dead. Two draws were recorded in the advanced day six matches of the Elite One Football Championship, which took place at the Rumdeja Stadium in Garwa. In his traditional end-of-year State of the Nation address, the head of state emphasized Cameroon's economic resilience despite external shocks, as well as projects to continue moving the country towards emergence. Let's listen to President Paul Biya.
Despite this particularly challenging global context, Cameroon's economy witnessed a renewed activity with an estimated growth rate of 3.8% in 2024, which is projected to reach 4.1% in 2025. Measures taken to limit speculative behavior and increase the supply of essential goods have helped to contain inflation at 5% this year, down from 7.4% in 2023. This trend is expected to continue in 2025 to stand at 4%. To reduce our trade balance deficit and ensure food sovereignty, the Integrated Agro-Pastoral and Fisheries Import Substitution Plan, which I announced last year, is starting to yield tangible outcomes. During this year, 452 tons of seed and 12,800 tons of flour were produced. Also, going forward, our list of exported products includes industrial products, notably aluminium. This trend should accelerate in 2025, thanks to the reform of the National Investment Corporation, making this body a veritable strategic lever for promoting productive investments in Cameroon. Furthermore, government has kept up efforts to rehabilitate and structurally transform our economy by progressively operationally the economic zones. Several initiatives have been undertaken to this regard, including the Kribi Port Authority's Integrated Industrial Area dedicated to the processing of commodities such as cocoa, coffee, and rubber.
The outgoing Turkish ambassador to Cameroon has hailed the rich bilateral ties between the two countries and expressed the wish to see them grow ever stronger. His Excellency Volkan Isiki was speaking at the Star Building during a farewell audience accorded him by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongute. A new Secretary General has been appointed at the Senate. He is Gustave Leopold Ngane and was designated after a bureau meeting chaired by the Senior Vice President of the Senate, Abubakari Abdullahi. Here are details with Charles Ebune.
the Yaoundé Conference Center this Thursday, the Bureau of the Senate meets to discuss just one issue. Fon Tabetando is Vice President of the Senate.
The agenda for today was principally nomination proposal and the nomination of a new Secretary General.
The 17-member Bureau of the Senate meeting under the chairmanship of the senior Senate Vice President, His Majesty Abubakar Abdullahi, decides to approve 62-year-old super-skilled civil administrator Gustave Leopold Ngane as the new clerk of the House. Once more, Fon Tabetando, Vice President of the Senate.
The new Secretary General that have been overwhelmingly voted is Mr. Ngane, whose profile speaks for itself.
The new Secretary General is a sack of experiences acquired with years spent at the Supreme State Audit Office, the Cameroon News and Publishing Corporation, the Prime Minister's Office, with a solid educational package sanctioned with masters in fields like political science after training at the National School of Administration and Magistracy, ENAM. Once more, Tabetando.
He tells you one who is very patriotic. He tells you one who is knowledgeable about legislative procedure, one who can administer the institution very well.
And proud to his appointment as the Secretary General of the Senate, Leopold Gustave Ngane, this traditional ruler, was an advisor to the Senate President, an institution he joined since 8 years now.
Charles Ebune. The Minister of Forestry and Wildlife wishes to inform economic operators of the timber sector who possess valid logging permits that the relevant technical services of the ministry will be on duty on the 4th and 5th of January 2025 as from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. to facilitate the establishment and issuing of documents related to logging activities during the transition period from 2024 to 2025. CRTV News. Abroad, authorities in India have removed hundreds of tons of toxic waste from a chemical factory that witnessed one of the world's deadliest gas leaks 40 years ago, with thousands of people declared dead. Officials say it will take between 3 and 9 months to treat and destroy the waste, but activists have raised concerns about potential damage to people's health. In sports, two draws were recorded in the advanced day six matches of the Elite One Football Championship, which took place at the Rumdeja Stadium in Garoua. Cotonspor played a 1-1 tie with Les Astres of Douala, while Gazelle and Aigle of the Mungu recorded the same result. Details with Maimoun and Joya.
Out of 4 matches, there has been 2 victories for Cotonspor of Garoua, 1 victory for Les Astres of Douala, and 1 draw played this January 2 at the Rumdeja Annex Stadium, coming in with the zeal to grab a win after dribbling relegation during their last encounter. Cotonspor was faced with a fierce rival who netted a first goal at the 39th minute thanks to Ahmed Chepe Baudil, something the boys of Bonaventure Jonkep could not take and vigorously replied with an equalizer just about 5 minutes later. The second half of the encounter was goalless in spite of numerous attempts. The current ranking puts Cotonspor on the 4th position, while the decisive passes during the first half between Aigle Royal and Gazelle did not yield fruits on both sides. But upon entering the pitch for the second half of the encounter, Aigle Royal gathered confidence by scoring just about 10 minutes later through a corner kick. 8 minutes were just enough for Gazelle Football Club to give a reply.
I'm Agbome Odin. Actually, the game was very nice and we gave it our all, mostly the defenders, because they were there when we needed them. I knew I was going to change the game, but unfortunately, the time wasn't on our side.
Aigle Royal scored a second time, but unfortunately for them, the referees indicated an offside and they left Garoua with some bit of frustration in spite of the 1-1 draw. From the North Regional Station in Garoua, Maimouna Njoya for CRTV News.
The other day, 6 fixtures will be played next Sunday, or matches will be played next Sunday. Dinamo will host Young Sport Academy. 5 Azu entertain Defending champions Victoria United Union play against Colom. Bambotos of Buda will clash with PWD of Bamenda. Waipangte will welcome Kanon of Yaounde in Banjun. To end the news, once more the main points. 62-year-old Gustave Leopold Ngane has been appointed as Secretary General of the Senate during a bureau meeting chaired by the Senior Vice President of the Senate, Abubakari Abdullahi. Authorities in India have removed hundreds of tons of toxic waste from a chemical factory that witnessed one of the world's deadliest gas leaks 40 years ago, with thousands of people declared dead. Finally, two draws were recorded in the advanced day six matches of the Elite One Football Championship, which took place at the Rumdeja Stadium in Garwa. That ends the 6:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry.